Good morning. Good morning. Underline both of those on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, how you doing? Here we are. It is a Tuesday morning, and this is the 22nd of April. I'm Scott Pisano. There's Sandy Waters. Hello, you. What's up? How you doing?
Hello. Hello.
Okay, check in. Health check. How's your dog?
He was back to himself. He was running around. He was barking at people.
Okay.
He's been quiet since he's been back from the hospital.
Yeah,
so
how
a
nice
full
is that?
Day. Of, yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm a big believer in they need to talk. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't bother me when Walter barks crazy.
Uh-huh.
It embarrasses me, but it doesn't bother me.
The her dog Walter consumed an entire chocolate bunny. And got really deathly sick from that and had to go to the hospital in Buffalo on Sunday, if you hadn't heard. So I'm glad
they were like,
okay.
Say your goodbyes now.
Oh, God.
Because you might not see him tomorrow. That was
crazy.
Out-of-body experience that a lot of people have to deal with.
Yeah. So now do you, like, pamper him with more? Like, do you,
absolutely.
Like, now you buy him, like, a king-size stuffy or whatever to play with, or...
Yes. Yep, I do. I don't even know if it was possible to pamper him more because the family's already jealous of how much I love him more than everybody else. But yes, I just, right.
So now,
turn that up a notch.
So good boy for eating that chocolate. Here's a prize.
When he barked for the first time, like again, it happened. When did it happen? Saturday night. So Sunday, he was very mellow and quiet.
Yeah.
I took him for a walk on Sunday. He didn't even bark at any dogs, which is so wild because
really?
I am that person who's walking their dog, holding the dog back because they're lunging, you know, crazy. He was very docile and quiet. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yesterday when he barked for the very first time, we had the front door open and somebody walked by and he was relentlessly barking.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting excited. I'm like, oh, yay, Walter's back.
He's back.
My daughter was like,
here we go again.
I'm not shut up.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's awesome. Well, I'm glad he's better.
Boy.
It sucks when your $3,000 dog is sick.
I know.
Anyway, partly sunny, feeling cooler today, but windy. No rain, which is great. 56, 75 by the end of the week for a couple of days. How's that?
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow, even nicer. Mix of clouds and sun in like 65. So 55 today, 65 tomorrow, and then even warmer by Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday. So it's... We'll keep an eye on that. It's going to be nice, nice, nice. Oh, boy. Happy Earth Day.
Oh, yes.
My daughter Ellie came home from school yesterday. And you know how kids, when you get home from school, you're like, how is school? And they're like, leave me alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, she goes, Dad. She sat me on the couch like some big announcement, like she has a boyfriend or something. I'm like, what are you doing? She gets on my lap and she faces me. I'm on the couch. And she holds my face. She goes, tomorrow's a big day. I'm like, why? What's that? She goes,
oh my God.
It's Earth Day. I'm like, yay.
Oh, my God. What a sweetheart. Oh, I love it so
I'm like,
much.
What do we do on Earth Day? She goes, we save the Earth. I'm like, oh, that's great. How do we save the Earth? I'm trying to get a conversation with her. She goes, we recycle. I'm like, okay. Because we have a little recycling routine at the house, and she's still trying to figure out what goes in the paper bag and what goes in the garbage, right?
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah. So she was all excited. So happy Earth Day. My exuberance comes through my five-year-old to you. Happy Earth Day.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, God. Those little hands on your cheeks. Ah! She slays me.
I know. She slays me. I just love it. I just don't want her to grow up ever. She's starting to lose her two front teeth now, so she's going to be like an ugly gremlin for a couple of years. But after that, hopefully she'll, you know.
Couple of years?
It's what it feels like. You know, when a kid first loses their teeth, they're all like mangle mouthy, like that. Hi, you. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. It is a Tuesday, a 52-degree start. We're going to stay right around there, maybe 56 degrees, close to 60 today. It's not bad. Going to be probably sunny. No rain like yesterday. Man, there was lightning and thunder and stuff like that.
Oh, it was crazy.
I know, right?
It was horrible. It was horrible. Not as warm either as I thought it was supposed to be.
The grass is growing. We're all good.
It was a lethargic, lazy day yesterday. It's very hard to, right, to be focused at work, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Did you see the video? I mean, this is a very tragic story, and it's a sad story, but the video of the car going off the road, Long Pond Road, into the inlet of Lake Ontario near Edgemere. Did you see videos? Because neighbors posted videos of that.
I didn't see that. And it ended up with the woman behind the wheel was intentionally driving to, she ended up ending her life because of this, right?
It was, I guess they did, police did a welfare check on her earlier because she did express intentions of self-harm.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the car veered off the road, struck a tree, collided with a shed on the opposite side of the inlet.
Wow.
Plunged into the waters.
I didn't see the video, no.
Oh my, but the neighbors were just like, what just happened?
Yeah.
That is something you will never forget, that sight. You
can't unsee that, right?
Should you have posted? I almost felt like because the woman behind the wheel of that vehicle did succumb to her injuries, is it in poor taste to post that video? Because once you post the video and people aren't reading through what is happening in this video, you know what I mean? The news story behind it, they're just seeing a car drive off the road into the water, hitting a shed into the water.
Right, right.
People are just commenting on that, and it almost could be insensitive when you hear the story.
Yeah, if you don't know the whole story and you're just being like, wow, that was cool. It's like, ooh, if you only knew the story.
So do you kind of feel like the people, the neighbors should not have posted
I couldn't tell you their timeline. I mean, if they saw it and they posted it, then they didn't know the results.
You could always take down.
I guess you could always take it down. Yeah.
Or is it? It's news. It's news, and it's what happened in your neighborhood. Mm. I mean, you're either on one side of this or the other.
I think it's kind of tacky. Yeah, especially if you know that somebody died. I wouldn't post that. No, it's tacky. And if I see that now, I don't even want to watch the video because I know the result of what happens at the end of it. I can't. No, it's bad.
Yeah, well, I think of it as like, well, first, it's heartbreaking. Second, it's the family of this woman. If that pops up on their news feed, that is not what you want to see.
Yeah, no.
All for what? What? What does it do?
I think we all long to capture something incredible on video, right? Mm. It's all like, oh, man, I should have got that on video. It would have been awesome, right? And you're thinking?
Yeah.
First, that's like the first layer, and then after that,
This is also like, I mean, this comes up in discussion when you see these news stories, like the news stations posting the video of even like the Luigi dude who gunned down the CEO of the healthcare company.
Right,
like that was a debate at that time, right? Should you, was it necessary to post this or not?
The other one for me was that helicopter that broke apart over the Hudson River the other day.
Oh,
they show the parts falling and they show the entire thing plunging into the water and they pause it right before it hits. It's like,
Do we both agree on this? When does that happen?
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just becoming more sensitive.
But do you watch it?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah. See, I don't watch it because I know videos like that will sit with me. Like that video I saw, and it's such a. I mean, yeah, it'll sit with me.
This
and
one,
I can't get over it.
I won't watch this one now that I know what it is. Right? The video of the car in Greece.
It looks fake. It doesn't even look like reality. It looks so fake because the car ricochets off the shed and into the water. It just is. It doesn't look real.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you want to meet. Now I want to watch.
I'm testing you.
Stop.
I'm testing you. I'm seeing like, is he just all talk right now? Or is he really going to follow through and now watch the video?
No.
Because your phone is listening to you right now. So the algorithm will push that to the top of your feed because our phones are always listening to us.
Nothing can barge through my 3D printer porn that I'm getting. Nothing can barge through that. People are like, I'm sitting at dance last night and for Raleigh, and people are like, I wonder if they're thinking I'm like just being weird and scrolling. Like, I'm just looking at all 3D printing stuff. if nothing else would come up on my
I was
feed.
Worried that you said, now please, be honest. Did you say, I'm looking at 3D printing porn? Did you say it like that? Like you say it? Okay.
No, I wouldn't say that to anybody.
Okay. No, you're... Know your audience.
Yeah.
You were aware. Okay,
yeah,
very
yeah.
good. All very good. Mom. I applaud you on that.
Yeah, exactly.
98.9 The Buzz.
I think it's safe to say that more and more of us are using ChatGPT, right?
Or some sort of AI.
Well, okay, to write emails. And I'm speaking of just ChatGPT.
Okay.
I'm not, like, just to help you write emails or proposals or whatever, because more and more people that I'm having a conversation with, they will say, oh my God, ChatGPT, I wrote my last email using it. So here's where I want to turn this conversation. The person who obviously uses ChatGPT, do you call them out? Do you think less of them because it screams ChatGPT wrote this? Or do you appreciate, this person's trying to be efficient?
I kind of have a view that if you're going to use it, you have to disguise it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't appreciate the person who just owns up to the fact that they're using ChatGPT.
Why? Unless you have that kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge conversation with them, and then you both kind of know you're doing it, so now it's okay. There's got to be permission structure.
How many emails have you written or proposals? Well, you don't write proposals, but how many things have you used, like ChatGPT wrote it for you?
I've never written anyone with it. I've always just gotten information from it to use.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So this is it. Okay. So you haven't crossed that bridge yet.
I haven't. No.
And I bring this up because my husband and I were laughing so hard that my husband's Mike Danger. He does the sports bar on 95.7. He also manages some of the stations here at Odyssey, but he also manages some stations in other markets.
Right.
In other cities. And some of the big bosses in those other cities, like this one in particular, wrote an email to an all-staff email.
Oh, okay.
And it was like the Happy Easter email kind of thing. And it was like next week's Earth Day email. So it was kind of all in one. And my husband shows me the email and he goes, big chatty guy. This guy's a big chatty guy. He left all the ChatGPT red flags in his email. And I'm like, hold on. This is like the big, big boss. You can't be doing that. You can't make that mistake as the big, big boss. And the red flags that I see, and anyone have a ChatGPT red flag you want to share, 818-2899. What I see to be the biggest red flag is the double dashes. You do not ever leave double dashes because that screams ChatGPT.
So maybe I haven't seen like the double dash thing. What is it?
It's you haven't?
I don't know. I really haven't. And I'm a frequent user. As a matter of fact, I pay $19 a month canceled subscriptions to have this personal quote assistant.
Okay. Yeah. Say ChatGPT, write me an email wishing Sandy happy Easter.
Okay.
And it will write things, but then it'll like just randomly it'll do space space two dashes. Like, you know, I do a lot of dot, dot, dots.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I know that's a boomer thing or that's an old person thing to do, but I don't know. I just do my dot, dot, dots and anything. This ChatGPT always does dash, dash.
Like a line dash or space, space?
No, like an actual line.
Oh, wow.
Like
really?
The dashes.
Okay.
Take out the dashes. This is your public service announcement. Otherwise, people know. Because this dude, when he said, there were dashes all over the freaking place.
So obviously, he wrote just like a Bobo version of it and said, okay, make this look good.
He totally cut paste it. He didn't even change it. Didn't even transcribe it.
That's crazy.
So do you have any, you have never written an email with ChatGPT.
Isn't that weird?
So
you know what? A red flag to me in just thinking that, like now that I look at through the lens of things like that, I wonder if AI wrote this. And you know what? I believe that if you're going to have any AI help you, like a lot of the browsers now have like, I forgot the name of it, but they come with it, right? Gemini and all these different things like that.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah.
You need to have a disclaimer at the bottom of your email saying, this was, how do they say
No, you don't.
AI assisted.
No.
Yes.
No. Yep. Take, yep. No, yep. Don't you dare.
Then this. You're a fraud. Then after that, then you're a fraud.
No. Okay, so going back to the original question, you think less of that person then? If you find out they used...
I want to feel that. I want to feel that they're being efficient.
ChatGPT helped me. I ain't doing that.
Just be like, you know, a little star AI assist.
No. News articles write that. All the news stations do that now at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
And it almost lessens the article. I don't like it. I mean, I will fully admit I use ChatGPT quite often when I write emails to people who are professional because I know I am not professional and I am dumb. So I will craft an email, put it into ChatGPT, and I'm like, does this all make sense? And is it all grammatically correct?
Oh, wow.
And it gives me little tweaks. I will never cut and paste because I don't know what you do on some people have some kind of system. I don't know how they do it where you could tell it's ChatGPT based on some code or something. I don't know. So I'll always transcribe. I always remove the dashes. Another red flag, ChatGPT red flag, public service announcement. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT just loves to bold words in the middle of a sentence. Nobody writes an email with bold or italicized words.
Okay, I do.
You do not.
I emphasize things in bold, yeah.
Wait, I didn't even know you could. Hold on. Let me try to write something. Oh, yeah, I guess you can bold. I would never even think to bold a word.
Yeah,
in
just double click on it and like whatever is it.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, people probably think you're using ChatGPT.
And also, a red flag would be like, it's so formal that it's like, you know, come on. You really? You're that formal? If I'm ever going to write anything, I will tell it to do it once and then like make it less formal. I'll tell Chat to take it and tweak it, make it a little more conversational.
Oh, that's good. That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. That's a good tip. Yeah. See, so he has used. He has. Would you ever admit when you use it?
Yeah.
Or no? No. Are you too ashamed?
No.
Because you judge people who use it.
I don't know. I use it for ideas, and then I take those ideas and I say they're mine.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Very good. It's kind of yours. I mean, you put the input of
sure. Yeah. You just got to make it look sexy.
Okay, anyone else, if you have any ChatGPT red flags you want to add to our public service, feel free to do so. There's a bunch of them. Feel free to do so.
It's Spaziano and Sandy here. Clouds now, then it'll be partly sunny later and 56 degrees.
Okay, so there's a new challenge out there. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's a resurrection of a challenge. It happened 11 years ago, and it's back.
A new old challenge, huh?
It's a new old challenge, and it's cool to see everybody jump on the bandwagon, but the thing is, if you do it wrong, you will be called out for it.
What is it?
Ice Bucket Challenge is back.
No, not that thing.
The Ice Bucket Challenge, remember, it was for ALS.
Right.
And now it's raising awareness and funds for mental health, particularly among youth and young adults.
Okay.
So it's hashtag speak your mind, mm-hmm. which mind is mental illness needs discussion. Is what it stands for. And
good
it was
effort.
A junior at University of South Carolina started this, reignited this because of his tragic loss of two friends to suicide. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm going to start this back up. And it's caught on like wildfire. And it's great. And your kids, like, because it's youth focused, like my daughter said, oh, I got to do the ice bucket challenge. I'm like, really? Where the last time the kids did it, but it started with adults, then the kids jumped on it. Now I feel like it's the younger generation is starting it first.
Uh-huh.
And now us adults are jumping on it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you do it wrong, you will be roasted for it.
How?
Which I wonder if you agree with that or not.
Well, how do you do it wrong?
The Today Show, it's the Ice Bucket Challenge, okay?
Uh-huh, right.
I guess the people on the Today Show did it, but they did it with a mixing bowl.
Uh-huh.
You know, like those metal mixing bowls?
Yeah, like a big mixer, yeah.
Instead of a bucket, and they're getting ridiculed.
Oh, break.
For not doing a bucket, but I'm thinking they're at the anchor desk. You can't really do a bucket.
Yeah, there's a lot of electronics you want to. Stupid. I don't care if people throw. I hate this. I hate people who are like the one millionth of a percent have a disagreement about something and it becomes news.
Well,
it is not a thing. You can't do it wrong. You're doing it for the right cause. I don't care if you use a glass of water or a giant like front loader full of ice water. Doesn't matter.
Okay. I tend to agree, but then I'm trying to look at the other side of it, and I can see the other side of it. Here you are. People are putting, like, my friend's son did a garbage, like an actual, not the like tote, rolly tote, but just like a traditional, like round garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It took his dad and his uncle to lift it up. It was full of ice and pour it.
Like a big aluminum garbage
now,
can?
And then you'll get his reaction where, you know, he's a teenage boy, so he tries to act tough and he doesn't react.
Right.
Then you'll get the people who do pretty much a glass of water and freak out like it's the worst thing ever.
Here's what I don't like about
it. It makes you look ridiculous.
Here's what I don't like about this.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to raise money or just raise awareness?
I think a little bit of both. It probably does more, if I remember correctly, with the ALS challenge. It does more with raising awareness than it did funds, because if you don't accept the challenge, you're supposed to contribute.
Do
the challenge or you donate.
Yeah, but what the problem with that whole thing last time is it got, pardon the pun, watered down because people were just doing it because it was funny and they're getting wet.
But it still creates the awareness, and I think it there, because everyone knew it to be, oh, you're doing the ice bucket challenge for ALS.
Nope.
Not in your world? Oh, no. Yeah, I thought of it as that.
I never connected it was for ALS.
I
realized it, but it never was the front of the issue effort for me.
Oh,
I always thought,
yeah,
oh, this is going to be a cool video. Watch, like that. I never thought once or twice.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we did it.
I did it. I don't remember you doing it.
Yeah.
Did you do it too?
I think so, yeah.
You probably wussed out. I don't recall seeing that video. Anyone?
Oh, I'd do it. I'd do it in a second. I don't remember. Did we do it? I did. I don't remember.
I know I did it because I called out Joe Roback. I'm like, Joe Roback.
That's right. Yeah. We're paying it forward, right? Yeah, that's what it
is. Yeah, because you're supposed to call people out.
Right, when
you do it.
Right.
But so just be careful when you actually participate in this.
Do it right.
Well,
because you're going to do it wrong, people are going to throw hate at you. That one millionth of a percent on social media. So you're going to be all butthurt when someone did it wrong.
So now I wonder if the Today Show needs to do a make good. What's a bucket? What's a bucket in your eyes? There's different size buckets.
Yeah, is it the Home Depot 5-gallon bucket or is it like a regular bucket that's like a gallon? Does it have to have a handle on it? Can only one person do it or two people do it?
See all these rules. Do you look down on the person when you go through your social feed now? You can't help but have a different emotion, an emotional reaction to the person who does. You're scrolling and you got someone doing a bucket, and then someone doing a bucket.
Yeah, well, there will be one-uppers by all means. Like,
so should we do it on TV? Because we do our TV segment on Fox Rochester on Fridays.
We'd probably have to get permission first because that's a lot of water around.
Because I'm
going
to do it to you.
I'd do it, but
electricity where we sit.
No, there's no cables or cameras or giant lights or anything like that. No,
not where you're standing.
You think they're gonna want to clean that up afterwards? No.
We always end the show. They got plenty of time to clean it up.
Oh, that's nice of you. I'd hate you if you asked to do
that. Or I see people getting into a bucket, like a big garbage tote. Oh, we'll do that. I'll fill a ginormous garbage tote and have you
jump in it.
Jump in it with your 80 Speedo.
Okay, Tuesday, what's up? How you doing? It's 99 to Buzz. 50 degrees start to your morning. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. Hello. 7 o'clock hour.
So we're entering prom season.
Oh boy.
Okay, some people are triggered by that. I've noticed that just saying prom, you're triggered. It conjures up something, either a nice emotion or a terrible memory.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's fear because you're a parent.
And prom is still a thing, right?
Well, prom is still a thing. The promposal, I'm wondering, is that still a thing? Because I haven't seen, by this time I would see promposals, right? Anyone else? Is that still a thing going on? Is there, Do you have a sweet promposal? Your kid, your daughter, your son, you. 818-2899. I always wondered if it's, if the guys like that. Because it's typically, okay, stereotypically, it's the guy doing the promposal.
Yeah,
right?
Usually, yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Is that an accurate statement?
Okay, yeah.
Do you guys appreciate that? Do they like it? Or is it too much pressure? Because it probably started with one dude, and yeah, then it just caught fire, right?
Yeah. You know, a trend like that, you know, tends to grow organically from somebody doing it or a couple of people having an idea to take it to the next level because they've been one-upped, so they've decided to take it up. The next thing you know, you got...
I'll be honest with you. I don't like it. It's too much... I feel too much pressure.
Why?
For you guys. Even like the baby announcement, that's too much. Can we just go back to the days where you just say, hey, I'm pregnant, or hey, it's a girl, or hey, let's go to the prom together?
Yeah, that's how I was back in my day. I said, hey, dude, would you go to the prom with me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, I'm excited. That was all it was. There was no signs or fireworks or blue dust or whatever
it
was.
Do you appreciate it or do you agree with me?
I like it. I like it. I think it's kind of cute. I mean, you know, anything can get out of hand, right? You know, and I think the funny thing is when like a young boy tries to do a promposal, you'd sit back and you're looking, oh, that's cute. You know, that's he tried. You know, it was a little like, womp, 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 but he tried.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's cute to see a kid try something creative like that.
It leaves too much room for embarrassment on both parties.
Well,
for both people.
You know, like.
And the mom. I mean, now it's family embarrassment, too. If your kid does it wrong, it's just, it could be humiliating. And it could trickle throughout the entire family.
I saw one that was, hold on a second. Hi, The Buzz. Hold the line. Be right back. Hold on. We'll get you on. I saw one that somebody gave a styrofoam box of chicken wings to his supposed date. And you open the lid and it says, I don't know if this is going to work, but I thought I'd wing it. Will you go to the prom with me?
If she likes wings, that's cute.
Yeah, of course. You got to know. You got to know.
I have a couple promposals that we can decide if it's sweet or cringy.
Hi, The Buzz.
Hi, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy. How you doing, man?
Good. Well, it was my junior prom,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I asked my wife if she would go study with me.
Really?
How did
Back
you do it? A big promposal?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do promposals in 82. Right?
No, but that's when we started dating. Was my junior prom, May 8th, 1982.
Wow. So how did you ask her to the prom?
Well, because we met, it was her senior year, my junior year.
Ah, and, older women, dude.
Ooh,
hey, what's up with that? Older women.
Together.
Older women, will you?
Yeah. So, and I'm always teasing her about that as far as, you know, when you have to fill out papers for the mortgage or any loans and like that. I always said, you know, hey, she's older than I am.
You got to stop doing that if you want this marriage to last. How long have you been married now?
Since 1985.
Wow, that's great.
Jeez.
So like right from high school, sweetheart, right straight into marriage. Wow. And it's been going good ever since.
Yeah, it'll be 40 years this August.
Hey, that's great.
Wow,
that's great, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I only aspire to be that wonderful in love and life.
I know. Yeah. Does that even happen anymore? Do these kids even last that long? Do couples even last that long anymore?
Well, in my generation, there's a few of us here at work that are shooting those targets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a lot. Yeah, you hear a lot more separations, a lot more divorces and like that, so which is too bad.
Like,
I mean,
yeah, back in the day, that used to be like the goal. You would be like the goal that we all try to strive to be like. And now I don't know if the kids see that as a goal anymore.
The grow old together kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I look at it like, I mean, because my handshake, if I shake on something, you know, that's as good as a contract to me.
Yep.
That's
the best way to do it.
And nowadays, if it's not on paper, there's no contract. So people just don't, I don't know. They're not true to their word or whatever,
sure,
like it used to be back in the day. So,
well, congrats on you and your lovely on those 40 years, Andy. Thanks a lot for the call.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Tell the guys at work we said hi.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Over the top or sweet?
Okay.
A student arranged for a delivery of 100 teddy bears. These are actual promposals, by the way. A student arranged for a delivery of 100 teddy bears to their crush's house, each holding a note with the letter spelling out prom.
I like that. Where do you get the money for 100 teddy bears?
I know. I don't. I think that might be a little over the top.
Okay.
What are you going to do with 100 teddy bears? Where are we putting them? Don't ever proposal to my kid that way. That I don't even know what I'm doing with those things.
You just don't.
And
wanna...
you can't donate them. They don't accept stuffed animals.
Right. Ooh.
Okay, a real one from Attica Schools in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, and I wonder where they are now. Christy asked her boyfriend. See, now this is the part I don't know if I'm cool with. I don't know if I would let my daughter do the promposal. But anyhow, Christy asked her boyfriend, Bo, to the prom with a sign that read, Bo, you are hot, so let's taco about prom. Bo, you are hot, so let's taco about prom.
I like
Taco
that.
Bell took notice and treated the couple and 8 of their friends to a limo and pre-prom dinner at the Batavia location.
Boom,
of Taco
baby.
Bell.
That's great. That's not over the top. That's awesome. And to have the she ask him, I think it's really cute. I'd let my daughter
know.
Do that.
You what?
Oh,
no.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't think I like it.
Why?
I don't know.
Traditional?
As I was reading that, I'm like, that's very sweet. And I wonder where Christy and Bo are now. But if my daughter ever said, Ma, I want a promposal, I'd be like, uh-uh. You make him do the legwork.
Oh, very traditional, aren't you?
Very traditional. I'm like Andy. Very traditional. All right, coming up on the show, we got a jerker justified deciding the moral compass in Rochester. It's what... okay, now, I know, Scott, you won't because you're so nervous that family's listening, so you won't take a bold statement, but okay. I will make the bold statement.
Go right ahead.
Your sister-in-law, that's pretty messed up that she gave you, which she gave you after Easter dinner.
Okay, and I thought I saw a glint in your eye when I mentioned it yesterday off the air. Okay,
it's all coming up. Smack to the face.
Jerker Justified's coming up on the Buzzkit. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
You're like a breakfast burrito for your brain. Messy, loud, and totally worth it. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy.
This happens to every single one of us. When you bring a dish to pass, what happens at the end of the night is like we all take notice of this. And your sister-in-law, I'm going to say it right now. She's a jerk. She did it wrong.
What do you mean she did it wrong?
What did you bring to Easter dinner?
All right. So my one niece, Maya, loves my scalloped potatoes. So I made scalloped potatoes. That is a deep dish. So I brought it. You know, it was hot. Brought it in. We ate. And at the end of the night, we're leaving. And she's like, you want your dish back? I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll take it. So I took the dish back.
Without washing it.
Yeah.
She gave you the dish that you brought to pass.
Yeah.
All gross old potatoes in it, sitting out all day.
All day,
right? After
huh?
After dinner, right?
No,
okay.
But still, it was fine. It had a couple of scraps.
Everybody knows that.
Had
when
a couple
you
of
give
scraps
somebody,
left
if
in
you are
it.
The host, you have to wash the dish and then you give it to the person. That is your way of saying thank you for bringing a dish to pass.
Really?
I'm
going to
wash it for you and give. Yes.
Why? I don't understand why. It's going to get washed. Why wash it for me? I'm going to wash it anyways.
That's so. It's just not good. It's not a good look.
It's not
everybody
like there
knows
was
that.
Rotting carcass in it and it was gross and flies coming out of it. It was just that we just finished dinner. Take it back. I'm actually glad she did that because it's less work for her. She hosted. She doesn't have to clean my dishes. I don't understand why.
Weigh in on this. 818-2899. For the host of the party to give the dish back. Without washing it first. Messages are coming in as you call.
Yeah.
And you can leave us a voice memo, too, on our Audacy app, AUDACY. Text messages coming in or, you know, on social. Jerk, you don't return a dish with food crusted in it. That's basic manners 101. I don't care if it's family. It's nasty. Okay. Good. Yes. Mm. So I'm not alone on this, jerk. You say it's just right. You didn't bother you.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Do you do it to people too who come to your house? Who bring something? Hand them their platter with the old crusted dip in there?
No, because I don't, like, I cook and I don't do the clean afterwards. So I really don't even pay attention to what's going out and what's going back out again. Honestly.
Okay, so you're oblivious.
I'm oblivious, but I'm also,
so you would probably hand somebody their platter.
I would,
then
because the last thing that I know that this happened in my sister-in-law's for Easter, and I was like, that makes total sense. Now that you brought it up, because there's nothing worse than leaving a dish somewhere. Then you gotta go. Then
no,
you
not
forget
leave it somewhere.
It,
no, I didn't say leave it there. I said wash it out. Your sister-in-law should have washed it out. She's washing all the other dishes.
She wasn't standing in the kitchen washing dishes when everybody was leaving.
You make an extra second to wash, because what are you gonna do? You're gonna carry this gross, disgusting platter on your lap on the car ride home. Now there's no cover to it or anything. Now it's just, why did you give me a dirty dish? It doesn't even make sense in my mind
totally
why people do that.
It didn't even cross my mind. And I didn't even realize that there's a certain etiquette thing to go along
Absolutely. That's why we're bringing it up. Deciding the Moral Compass in Rochester here. Katie says, justified if you're hosting and someone brings food, the least you can do is wash their dish before returning it. Oh, no. You mean jerk then, Katie.
Oh, they mean jerk.
You mean jerk.
Yeah, they do.
Jerk, what is she, 12? Clean the plate. You're not just returning a platter. You're sending a message. Uh-oh. See, now this is going to be eye-opening to you people.
I don't
even. Oh, here we go. Justified. She cooked, hosted, probably cleaned up everything else. Scott, you can rinse the plate yourself. Oh, yeah. Did you rinse it?
There? No.
Yeah.
No.
Once
it's there, I gave it to them. They put it in the oven to warm it up. They pad the ham, all this stuff. It came out.
I get it.
And then at the end, they're like, you want your plate back? I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. And I threw it in the dishwasher when I got home. I didn't think it was a big deal. I didn't think that people have to do that.
Yes.
All right.
That is just so disrespectful. Hey, thanks for your contribution. I'm not going to even, I mean, it's a thank you wash. It's a thank you wash.
I should be. They hosted.
But you contributed.
But they paid all this money for this party. I mean, why should I make them clean their something I'm just going to take home anyway? Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Is it jerk or justified to just hand the dish back?
It's pretty much a jerk. Just think about it. What if that person took that plate home and forgot and left it in the car?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I mean, I know I've done it or left stuff in my car from, gathering.
Yeah.
And you open up the door and you're like, what the hell's that smell? And then it's like, So, I mean, it's just a nice thing to do anyways. Just clean it, even if you just wipe it out or whatever. But, think about it. Just be sitting in a car.
It wasn't raw meat.
Isn't it funny how we think it to be so normal and yet, there are people out there that didn't realize the basic 101 etiquette. Thank you for calling.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, now you do.
I guess so. I got
it's
you.
Officially jerk.
I see it.
Jerk.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Whoops.
I hope your sister-in-law is listening.
Yeah, me too.
No.
Horrible person she is.
See, you take it to a level where it's weird. We didn't call her horrible. We just called her a jerk. Okay. Well, you'll just be more self-aware now if you ever host a party.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, Never Have I Ever.
Mm.
And did anyone see that Delta flight? I mean, I bet you somebody from Rochester was on that flight, the Delta flight that caught fire.
Yeah, I saw that.
We have to talk about that.
Xander and Sandy, and happy Earth Day on this Tuesday. Going to be some sun and clouds later and about 56 degrees.
Shout out to Mary and Kristen. Are you ladies listening? We are, today's our spa day. Today's our spa appointment day. Remember how, what was it, last week we were doing last color standing for Mother's Day? You could win a spa treatment, our appointment book today, 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Mary won, and then Kristen's husband one for her.
Mm-hmm.
So today is the day we are going out to the spa at the Del Monte. I think Kristen said she's never gotten a spa treatment before.
Oh, good for her. That's
going to
be awesome.
She's going to love it. And then after, so how about I call the girls on over the weekend, and I was like, listen, I have this idea. Are you game for it?
Uh-oh.
I almost made them say yes before I gave them a chance to say no.
Uh-huh.
We're going to put on our spa robes after our treatment, and we're all going to go out and surprise a couple more people with Spa the Del Monte gift cards. You know how I do that? I go out on my own and just randomly hand out $100 gift cards.
You're going to run over to the Pittsburgh Creamery? Hey, anybody want a spa treatment?
Yep. So Mary and Kristen are going to do it with me, and they said they were totally game to do it.
That's cool.
So if you see three crazy women in spa robes this afternoon, don't run away from us. Run towards us, because we have gift cards to give you.
All right, sounds good. Good morning. It's The Buzz. It's time to play Never Have I Ever at 818-2899 if you want to play.
Play along at home, or call in the middle of it, and you can join in.
Uh-huh.
This is where we, we confess the little things in life that we've kept secret for so long, but no longer. Okay.
I'm scared.
Never have I ever. Why are you scared?
Because I don't know what you're going to throw at me.
Well, you know, sometimes I have noticed that you do live in this ultra reality where if it's something embarrassing, you black it out like it didn't happen.
Right.
So sometimes you don't confess when I think you should.
Most
but anyhow, let's see what happens.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever had a secret crush on a coworker. You've been in radio almost 50 years.
Yes, I have.
Okay, who?
It was actually a long time ago in college when I was an intern. I was like a sophomore or junior. I think it was a junior then in high school. And I was working at the college radio station, and I had a crush on... And I forgot her. I know I forgot her name.
I
don't remember her name. I just remember how hot she was.
Oh my God, that is so...
Perfect. Nothing ever happened. I never talked to her. I had a secret crush on her. I just did. But now I can't remember her name.
Oh no!
And it was a long time ago. Hey.
Oh, if you're that woman, call up.
No, you're better off. That. Well, how would she know? She never even knew.
Well, she worked with you, and she's a woman at the college station. How many women work there?
Like 50.
All right, well, any one of you 50 women want to call up?
Back in 1927, if you remember
that. Okay, very good.
All right, next.
Never have I ever thought a friend's baby was ugly.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so when you do, when they're showing off their baby, and you think the baby's ugly, what do you say? Like, what word do you use? What's your go-to sound or word?
I have a phrase.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look at that.
That translates into, man, that's an ugly kid.
Ugly kid. I always say, oh, look at the head of hair on that kid.
What if the kid's bald? You can't say that.
I don't know. What do you say?
Oh, it's so cute.
You say that for everything. You say
I know.
That, you say that to a rock and dog now, and a baby.
If, but that is true. It's true. I don't. Well, all babies are cute. You know what babies I find to be not as cute? They have to grow into their face.
What?
Little boys. Newborn baby boys are not cute. I've yet to meet an adorable, cute baby boy. No offense, but, I mean, they end up being cute.
Well, sometimes they just grow up to be a really ugly duck.
They just have to grow into their face. Anyhow, okay. Never have I ever. Final one.
Okay.
Had debt collectors track me down.
Oh, God, yes. I've got one calling me right now. Oh, that's got to be spam. It's got
to
be spam.
Wait, still to this day, do they call you?
No. I have no debt collectors on me right now. I just get a nasty letter from, like, the U of R for, like, that... sperm sample that I haven't paid for yet that they want to keep charging me $5,000 to hold on to it.
That was in your past. Man, they would call me. It's fascinating. I'm like, how'd you get my number? Why are you calling me? I'm his coworker.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to track him down. We can't find him. I'm like, oh my God. I was like so young at the time. I was like maybe 19, 20. And I'm like, he doesn't work here anymore. Like, I felt like I needed to protect you.
Yeah, they started sending mercenaries to look for me.
Oh, my God. Well, good thing that's in the past.
Yeah,
that's all
thank
in the
God.
Past.
Thank God.
Okay, there you go. Never have I ever.
I love this. What's up with you, Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz? It's Pisano and Sandy here. It's funny that you're going to talk about the whole airline thing, because that is the airline that we fly all the time.
I know. There's a lot of people, but a lot of people are writing it off now. That's it. Forget it. I'm driving. I saw so many comments about this because, yet again, and the question is it happening more, or is there just more people ready to record and post it? So Delta flight from Orlando to Atlanta yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So there could have been some Rochester people on that flight, because if you want to get to Orlando, sometimes you have to stop at Atlanta.
Atlanta's a hub.
So they experienced an engine fire shortly after pushback from the gate. This was a Delta flight. Flames coming from the tailpipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're on the plane.
Yeah.
Ready to take off. They're pushing back from the gate. And all of a sudden, stopped the plane. Everyone was safely evacuated using an inflatable slide.
Oh, yo. I want that to be an amusement park ride. So bad.
Okay, did you know that it kind of looked fun when you saw... Okay, everyone's safe. I got to say that before I continue this sentence.
Yeah, you said it.
It kind of looked fun going down the inflatable slide.
Yeah.
But a part of me will be terrified to do that. Slides freak me out. Ever since I went on the ginormous slide at the Lilac Festival, and I went tandem with my... younger daughter. Uh-huh. I was at the Lila. Do they still have it? I mean, it's a ginormous.
Like a balloon, like a blow up one, right? Was it a blow up
one?
Or is this like a solid one?
This was a solid one, but now I'm trying to think. How do they piece this together?
Is this the one that's
huge?
It's got like five, it's like 5 or 10 lanes wide and you ride down on the burlap?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So I did that with my older daughter, was a little mooch. Uh-huh. And after I swore off slides after that. I was like, that was terrifying to me. I haven't, like, usually slides, that's a kid thing, and I'm like, how bad could it be? Kids do this. They're going, whee, down the slide. I'm serious. I'm terrified of slides.
What scares you, though? Like, you can fall off it or something?
Not having control. I don't do water slides. I don't do snow sledding because it's pretty much like a slide. I discovered that I can't handle it. It would terrify me, paralyze me. And it's a real thing. Actually, it's a real phobia people have.
Aww.
That they're terrified to go down the slide.
If your life is in jeopardy, then you wouldn't be terrified of a slide?
I would have to hold on to somebody, like the guy just sitting next to me. Sorry, I'm holding on to you because I can't. It's called basophobia. Basophobia.
You've actually looked this up. Basophobia.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I saw it at first, my initial reaction, watching the video of everybody, you know, evacuating the flight, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds like fun. Nope, nope, nope.
Oh, that looks like a huge amount of fun. The only problem is other people. Because it's just like all I got to do is kind of fold your arms in front of you and just do a little hop and let your butt hit the slide and get down. But people, like, always at the bottom of these airplane slide things, they're always like, and then they're getting bowled over by somebody else.
You just said it. Always at the bottom of these airplanes. How often do these airplane slides?
Well, every time I've seen a video of them, there's always people like, you know, like getting all kind of jumbled up at the bottom.
I got to tell you, this is the first video I've ever seen of an evacuation with a...
Oh, no, I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Do you seek them out?
Yes. I go and I just search them in all my social medias.
Anyhow, if you have an irrational fear you'd like to share with the class, feel free to do so. But everyone on that Delta flight was fine.
Deanna Dewberry from Channel 10, is it? Had a report from there. She was stuck because a lot of interruptions. There was the tailpipe fire. There was a mechanical issue one that never got off the ground. And then there was something else. I forgot what it was.
And some people are saying, like reading through the comments, some people are like, that's it. I'm done. I'm swearing off flying. Definitely on Delta. Like they're like, that's it. Another strike against Delta. I'm done. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to hit the road instead.
Really?
Anyone else feel that way?
It's still the safest way. It's more dangerous to drive to Florida than to fly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because more people are ready to record and post it? Or is there, it feels like every day there's a handful of these issues.
it seems to be getting more and more, but I kind of think it's like that. So what's it? What's the name of that Mandalorian effect? No, Mandela effect. Whatever it is, like it's exponating because we're thinking of it or we're seeing it more, or it's more in the news.
Oh, it's like you buy a red car and all of a sudden that's all you see on the road is a red car.
Yeah, whatever that is. Did I say Mandalorian effect? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. That's I like that better. By the way,
Andor starts tonight. By the way, what?
Don't forget, you'll need a real ID starting next month to travel. I know a lot of people are freaked out about that. So the real ID is starting next month if you want to travel.
And now it's time for Asking for a Friend on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, yeah. When guilt drives you. Anyone else? When guilt drives you, it feels wrong, but yet you can't say no because guilt is eating away at your soul.
Hmm.
You gave a gift and then realize you can't afford it anymore. Did you take it back?
How
this
can you?
That's so terrible.
You know, you cannot. I mean,
but if you can't afford it anymore,
what? You buy it, you give it to somebody. You can't just be like, "Hey, give it back to me." The check bounced. Is that what you're talking?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing,
what?
And I feel so horrible. Like, I mean, I don't know if shame is the word, guilt, horrible, terrible. I don't know what word you want to insert here to describe this, but. So you know how it was in January, right?
Okay.
While back now, my husband had a milestone birthday.
Yes, he did.
Remember on the air, I was talking about, God, what do I give him? I'm so bad with gift, like horrible with gift giving.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't have a heart. I don't know. But I came up with a fantastic gift that I was so stinking proud of. And actually, credit to Bonnie, who works at the Spa the Del Monte, as she was doing my hydrafacial, she was like, hey, you should do this. It's an overnight stay at in Ontario, Canada.
Oh.
There's like the Nordic spa where there's like a saltwater pool, and it's more of an experience than it is going to the spa.
Oh, wow.
Because we usually go to the Spa the Del Monte, but this is more of like an experience beyond like whatever.
It's
in Ontario, Canada, and everyone says Ontario, Canada is so pretty. It's almost like, where am I? It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. It's beautiful up there.
So it's like my husband always nags me. We don't have enough date nights. We don't go on enough trips together. So I'm like, this is perfect. Okay. It's kind of pricey. I mean, at least I didn't officially book anything because I wasn't sure when he wanted to take advantage of this because a lot of it is outdoors. So I was hoping he wouldn't want to go in January because I'm not into that cold plunge thing.
Right.
Even though it's open year round. I was hoping he would go in the spring or summer where it's nice out and we could really enjoy the outdoor side of this.
Sure. Yeah.
So I gave it like an IOU. You know what I mean? Like I gave him a card. I put pictures of it and I'm like, we are going to go together whenever you want to go.
Did he
so
call
I didn't
it
officially
in?
Book
Did he call it in yet?
Here's the thing.
What?
So, Walter's little pet visit was $3,000. Then, what else did I tell you earlier today? Oh, then he took, this was before, I planned all this before him and Lex, my younger daughter, decided to go to Florida together for February break. So, and I couldn't tell him as he's booking that trip, no, don't book it because I have your birthday gift planned.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'll figure it out. So that's another $5,000. So five, six, seven, eight. Now we're at $8,000. Then this sunroom, I don't know. I should not have pulled the trigger on it, but we did. That's another gajillion dollars. So now I'm like, I can't afford this freaking trip anymore.
You want to not give it to him.
Yes.
You
right.
want to be like, honey, can't afford it. You're sorry. The dog screwed it all up.
Yes.
You know what? Honestly, I think he'd understand. But deep down inside, he'll resent you for the rest of his life.
I know. I know.
What do you do?
I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it up to you.
Well, you have it, so you got to go through with it. Your guilt can't run your life.
Oh, but Scott, it's going to be at least, I mean, then we have to stay at a bed and breakfast, so it's at least $1,500, at least.
Yeah, for a weekend.
And, we're going to go explore, because my husband just loves to make it rain whenever we're on vacation. So, let's say
$2,000.
$2,000 minimum.
Because it's his birthday, and he gets to do anything he wants.
It's his milestone birthday, but I don't want. So, I have not mentioned it. I am not bringing it up. I'm hoping he forgot about it. Like the card was propped up with the pictures and the little sweet note I wrote is propped up on our dresser.
Still?
I took it down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was like he put it there as like a reminder. It was such a great, he was so excited about it. I took that thing down and I'm like, out of sight, out of mind. I'm hoping he forgets. I'm hoping he picks up on the fact that the timing isn't right in the budget right now.
Do you think he will overlook all that? Because he's not as money crazy as you are.
No, he's not at all. Not at all. No. He tells me to calm down, and yeah. I can't.
We get compartmentalized when it comes to money, right? Some people just like, you know, they're in for they're the long haul picture, like all budget, this and that. And other people are like compartments of boom, and then boom, and then boom. And then, well, we'll figure it out kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not right. The, we'll figure it out. It'll all work out. That's not what I subscribe to.
Why don't you unsubscribe? Why don't you unsubscribe from that so you can save some money? cancel that subscription.
Right, what do I cancel? I got to cancel something. I don't know. I just don't know what to do. And it sounds really bad. I know. All of you are judging me. And it's fine. You have every right to. But I just, I get a pit in my stomach when I think about the fact that he's going to like be one day soon. Let's go.
Listen.
Then I'm not going to have fun. I'm going to be miserable.
You can't peel off like $100 a paycheck or something and just wait until he says something and all of a sudden you'll have it. Midsummer.
It's a little tight right now.
Ask your daughter. She's rich.
I know. I'm waiting for her to come on.
Would you borrow it from her? Or say, listen, you owe me $2,000 for all the years I've raised you.
Oh,
don't worry about paying the RG&E bill this month.
That's such a good question, but no, I could never borrow from my kid. Yeah. Ever, ever, ever.
Even if you were destitute.
No. Could you?
Only I know.
Have you?
No, I have not. And I've never been in a situation where I would or could, but would I?
Has anyone? That's such a great question. Has anyone ever had to borrow from your kid? I know his parents did. My husband's parents did all the time.
Oh, from you guys?
Crazy. Okay. Yes. After that's we had kids, I was like, we got to cut this off.
Hi,
we
Boz.
Can't do this anymore.
Hi, Boz.
The Sandy Waters lemonade stand.
Oh, okay.
All right. Come on.
How much am I charging?
Limited time offer, $1,000 a glass.
or get your liquor license, make it a toddy lemonade stand.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, there
you go. Then you can upcharge.
A little temporary, the temporary liquor license, like a banquet. Good idea, Phil. Good idea, Phil.
Singing Telegram, Sandy.
Come okay, on. I'll do that. Yeah. Hey, I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, not whatever, but.
I think it's time to turn to OnlyFeet.com.
You know what? I would do that. Only feet, only fingers. People have weird fascinations. I'm just not doing anything nasty.
Onlyfeet.com. Everything all the time on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy and nothing for 98 straight minutes as far as commercials coming up in just a few here on the show.
Hey, James Whitaker, do you guys know when we have on James Whitaker? Have you heard him on the air before? It's so hard to describe who he is. He's like, awesome.
Let me try.
He's the win the day mindset expert.
Yeah, he's like.
But when you say mindset, people roll their eyes to that.
Yeah, it's more like the combination between his accent and his enthusiasm and his positive outlook make you feel really good.
It really is. If you've been following him when he's on the air with us every week and you've been really doing what he says, like his little suggestions, you will see, you will notice a difference. I do personally.
Yeah.
He gave us, anyhow, I bring it up because I want to know if any of you want to come on the air when he's on the air with us or if you have a question for him. So if you need like career advice, business advice, just personal mindset advice, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
But he gave Scotty and me a beta test to follow because he's putting together this Win the Day plan. Now, I responded right away because I love this stuff.
I've looked at it.
I did not see a reaction or response to.
I've looked at it. I haven't responded yet.
So you're not doing it? Are you not going to do it? It's so good. So good. I almost want him to do it on the air with us. It's like how to do your win the day routine.
Mm.
And if you write it down, you will notice massive improvements in your life.
Yeah, yeah. It's you just got to make sure you have that.
Look at Scott's gumption. Like, yeah, yeah.
Sandy's going off the deep end in health and consciousness and wellness, like more than I used to be. No, I mean, I'm becoming less of that. You're becoming more of that. It's just like morphing between us.
I know.
One soul is going one way, yeah. One soul is going the other way.
One of these days, we'll meet up in the middle. All right, anyhow, so if you have a question for him or if you want to reach out to him or whatever, just email me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. Anything from the show you missed, it's all on the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just search out Spazzano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz.
Here at 98.9 The Buzz, we've got a daily experience that'll rock your world. Commercial-free 98. Say goodbye to commercials and hello to 98 minutes of commercial-free music. Every weekday morning starting at 9, we're kicking the commercials to the curb. So it's just you and the music. We got the perfect soundtrack that keeps you rocking. 98 minutes of commercial-free music. Every weekday morning starting at 9. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.